rationals, ENTJ, INTJ, INTP, ENTP, artisans, ESTP, ISTP, ISFP, ESFP, and idealists, ENFP, INFP, INFJ, ENFJ. The four temperaments are a combination of the types that possess the most similarities. The 16 personality types differ from each other in so many ways. Some types are more emotional than others. There are types that are more outgoing than the rest. Each type sees the world and makes decisions differently. Each has its own unique set of innate strengths and weaknesses. The MBTI operates based on the idea that every single thing you do is a result of your personality framework. Do you have high expectations of people? Do you find it hard to say no when a friend asks you for a favor? Do you prefer spending time alone? These are only a few things that can be explained by understanding your personality type. The MBTI assessment was first published in 1962. It was developed by Isabel Briggs Myers and her mother, Catherine Cook Briggs. The mother-daughter duo began their work on the MBTI after extensively studying the theories of Carl Jung. According to Jung, there are four primary functions that we use in making decisions and perceiving the world around us. These functions determine our personality framework. Briggs and Myers took those theories one step further and created a set of questions that would ascertain an individual's personality type. Their original goal was to help women find jobs during the war. Since then, the MBTI has grown to become the most popular personality assessment in the world. For these reasons, the MBTI is an important and essential tool for success. By knowing your MBTI personality type, you no longer have to rely on vague and generalized guides to achieve happiness. After all, true and lasting happiness stems from a true understanding of oneself. The four dimensions of the MBTI. Consider this. When making choices in your day-to-day life, how do you arrive at a decision? Are you the kind of person who makes a list of the pros and cons before making a choice? Or do you just go with what your gut tells you? This is one of the dimensions of the MBTI. According to the MBTI, an individual's personality can be divided into four dimensions. Each dimension is responsible for a particular cognitive function. How your social interaction affects your energy levels, introversion versus extroversion. How you gather data from your surroundings, intuition versus sensing. How you decide things, thinking versus feeling. And how you move about in the world, judging versus perceiving. Although it can be argued that both qualities in a certain dimension can exist in one individual, one attribute will always be more dominant. For instance, you may identify as both a thinker and a feeler, but emotions tend to play a bigger role in how you make decisions. In this case, feeling is your dominant function. Introversion versus extroversion. Among the four dimensions, this is the most well known. However, most people assume that introverts are quiet and shy, while extroverts love being the center of attention. Although these things can be true, there's so much more to it than just that. This dimension actually refers to how social interaction affects your energy levels. If your dominant function is introversion, solitude and isolation energize you. It's not that you do not like being around other people, it's just that being in a crowd for too long is exhausting for you. You need to spend time by yourself to get your energy levels back up again. If extroversion is your dominant function, you are energized by being surrounded by other people. You love meeting new people and engaging in conversations. Being alone for too long brings your energy levels down. 2. Intuition, N, versus sensing, S. The second dimension is all about how you gather information from your surroundings. It's either through sensing or through intuition. If your dominant function is sensing, that means you are pragmatic and logical. As the term sensing indicates, you rely on your five physical senses to assess what's happening around you. You do not like jumping to conclusions if there's no physical evidence to back it up. On the other hand, if your dominant function is intuition, you are perfectly comfortable with going with your gut. You have the ability to read between the lines and see connections between certain things that are not immediately apparent. You're more of a visionary than a pragmatist. 3. Thinking, T, versus feeling, F. The third dimension refers to the process by which you make decisions. What do you do with all the data your second dimension has just gathered?